This is the Hawk Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
Welcome back after a victorious UMES squad defeats LaSalle University, a non-conference matchup here at the Hytch Athletic Center, and a three-set victory, keeping October a month of victories for this UMES squad. Joined now by UMES head coach, Toby Renz, and congratulations on the win, coach.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And it's been a pretty good run of form this last few weeks, but talk about this matchup. First set, very tight. The second set, also pretty tight at times. And it seemed like every set, there was some things here and there, but your team largely playing better each set as they moved along.
Yeah, you know, coming into this match, we really saw it as we want to play a non-conference schedule. And obviously, Mid-Atlantic here, it's kind of a regional match, if you will. And we got a couple more Atlantic 10 teams on our schedule remaining. You know, I'm pleased in the way we came through. I'm very pleased with some of the adjustments that we made. It was kind of a hard team to prepare for. They had a completely different lineup due to some injuries, I guess, that they had just this past weekend. So we were, you know, rolling the dice, I guess, in that first set. But I thought we came through when it mattered most there, kind of at the end of the first set, and made some good adjustments in the second. Too many unforced errors maybe in the second there too, but largely very pleased with our hitting percentage and the overall effort.
We saw in the first set, when we were taking a look at the after the first set, we were taking a look at the stats. Almost your entire team had a dig. Everybody out there really going for it and showing that effort, getting those great plays, not only putting in the effort, but doing the right thing in a clutch moment. Talk about that, knowing that any one of your players can go out there, they're going to lay it on the line, and they can all do it with the skill to get the ball up in the air.
Yeah, I was very pleased, especially this third set. I thought we came through quite clutch down the stretch. Ashley had some really good defensive saves in middle back there, and Angela did too in left back. And, you know, that was extending rallies and giving our offense an opportunity. And we scored a couple of times there in transition, and that helps significantly. It takes a lot of pressure off from the side-out game.
And Coach Renz, what is the importance of being able to play these non-conference matches? I know we have a couple still to come this year, and it's not a conference match, so it seems like maybe not the most important win, but talk about what we can do and what we can gain from non-conference matches.
Yeah, you know, almost scheduling-wise, it's almost like a trap game. But because we've been so focused on the conference for a while here, when I saw that we only had Howard this week on the schedule, I thought it'd actually be a good way to kind of take our mind off Howard instead of looking at that the entire week. And we'll still have a couple days to prepare for them. It's obviously a huge match, and they had our number the first time around here. But the important importance of it from a regional standpoint, you know, we're looking beyond, you know, just being competitive in the MEAC, and we did just that and beating Atlantic 10 school here, and we got a couple more on the schedule, as I mentioned. And you know, I think that's what we should be aspiring to, and taking the program to a different level.
Those A-10 schools being George Mason and VCU down the road. VCU, of course, being on the road towards the end of the year, the second to last game of the season. Now, we do head back into the conference schedule, really one game before that George Mason game, and that's going to be Howard. And you brought it up yourself. They had your team's number when they were here back in September 25th. This looks and feels like a different team, though, than the team that squared off against Howard. They feel more confident. Are you seeing that yourself, or is they're just playing together? You're seeing that chemistry really form?
Yeah, it's definitely a different team, you know, and that was one of the first times we got back to a 6-2 at that point in time, and I think there was a lot of hesitation the first time that we played them. Still some great volleyball on both sides. We all remember that, you know, games, those first two sets that were greatly extended beyond 25. And I'm interested to see how we step up to it. You know, they've kind of had the upper hand here, and they beat us here at home, but I want to see the competitor, you know, in each and every one of my kids that step out there, and how we compete being on the road. And really at this point in time, it's for first place in our division. We still got a lot of matches to go, but we're done. You know, we're halfway through the first round, and so we got a lot ahead of us yet too.
And the Hawks, with some crucial games coming up, the next three conference games at Howard, and then hosting Morgan State and Coppin State here, really starting to feel like the top end of this division is really breaking away from the bottom end. This is going to be, could be a fight down to the finish. How important is your preparation the next couple of days going into Howard?
Certainly really critical. You know, I tell the kids all the time that everyone matters, and, you know, don't take anyone lightly. And we certainly shouldn't have to get up for this game, because I think it's not that long ago, and we remember the hurt of losing to them at home here. But like I said, it's an opportunity for us to see some growth, to see how we respond, and hopefully come away with a W on the road.
Well, we will certainly be with you for it, and it should be, if nothing else, it should be a lot of fun. Going to Howard, that's going to be a game in Washington, D.C. this Friday at 7 o'clock. We'll have that game for you. And Coach Renz, congratulations on the win, and we look forward to seeing you on Friday.
Thank you.